We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
Then I'll just, there's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Good news! There's a report on TV with some very bad news.
So, we are super excited to have probably one of our most high-profile guests for a major announcement on the new anti-woke mind virus version of Twitter. He's my governor from another mother. Ron DeSantis, thank you for being here on Twitter to make this very important announcement.
No, actually, it's my pleasure to be here with you, Elon, as I call you, my techie from another white supremacy. But I thought I wouldn't be caught dead on Truth Social for obvious reasons. And I thought under your leadership, I think Twitter has gone from sort of an incubator of the woke mind virus, as you so aptly put it, into a bastion of Florida style free speech, which is a beautiful thing. And I thought there's no better place between the porn videos and the misinformation and the violent clips and just sort of the rampant anti-Semitism and racism that's flourished under your free speech platform. That's the Florida that I want to bring to America. And I thought I should go on Elon's Twitter and make it official. I am seeking the nomination for the Republican Party for the presidency in 2024.
Okay, so basically, like, you're pretty much the least woke governor in the country, which is why you get such great results. Like, you know, I've always wanted to do death penalty. And now you've made it like so it's not unanimous. Like, I almost want to leave Texas to come to Florida so I can be on a jury. And like, if some woke juror is like, I don't believe in the death penalty, I can be like, tough. Like, anti-woke DeSantis says it doesn't need to be unanimous. And then we just execute that dude. So that'd be cool. And also, like, totally being like pro-life, you know, except on death penalty stuff is like super cool as well. So, like, you know, you're not like towing either party line, you're like just basically anti-woke mind virus. So like, any other things you would do as president that you should like let people know on Twitter, like my cool platform?
No, that's a great question. Thank you, Elon. I have obviously, you know, my platform is basically to make America Florida, okay, where freedom and prosperity, you know, I can't bring sunshine to every state, but I think I can do a lot. I think you see how satisfied people are in Florida. And look, I won a very close race in my first election to governor. And then I won in a landslide. So it's like the results are in. I'm very popular. And if I become president, which I think I have the best chance out of the Republican field to do so, You know, I would ban anybody who doesn't have a gender reveal party for their baby, okay? Because then you're opening it up to wokeness and to other genders and other issues. And I would demand everyone have a gender reveal party or be subject to felony prosecution. I would prosecute Goofy for being probably the most woke of all the Disney characters. And you know why, Elon, he's known as the black character. And also, you've got Donald Duck walking around without pants in front of our kids. And apparently this is okay. Now, you know, so I would probably seek the death penalty on Goofy and Donald Duck. And after that, it would just be freedom and prosperity and Florida bath salts for everybody. And I think that's our platform. Make America Florida. That's going to be on all our campaign literature and posters.
And I thought also, I just like to let everybody know, like, obviously Twitter Blue, which is like totally basically taking over social media, like with my innovative pricing scheme for $8 blue check marks. We also offer, if you want to make a presidential announcement, like anti-woke Ron DeSantis, I'll let you do it for $69.
Listen, thanks for doing this interview. I know it's not your typical style.
Absolutely.
Have you ever met a gay person before?
I deal better with regular people.
We are back, and joining me now is the worst thing to happen to Disney since the It's a Small World ride, and the most boring, Governor Ron DeSantis.
Welcome to the free state of Florida.
Okay, let's cut the shit. Governor, you go by so many nicknames. Which do you prefer I call you? Ron DeSanctimonious? Meatball Ron? Dull as Dishwater DeSantis? Trump Light? Little Ronnie Pudding Fingers? Ronald McDoofus? I can continue.
You can call me whatever you want. I mean, just as long as you also call me a winner.
Girl, no. You have become quite a star, my friend, using your evil to turn back time and make your state an unsafe place for so many.
That's just what I do.
Well, I guess my question is, are you ready to do it on a national scale?
Absolutely.
Do you have what it takes, Governor, to snatch Donald Trump's $5 weave and steal the MAGA base?
I think the country wants a change. I think they want a fresh start and a new direction.
Ron DeSantis, has fame gone to your head and made you wacky? Fresh and new is yesterday's vibe. Who needs cultural advancement, diversity, compassion, or Trixie Mattel? This country's in a slow-burning Uber X headed right back to the dark ages. And baby, you're just the heartless autocratic wannabe to drive us there.
Hey MAGA, y'all take note. He's the Trump alternative who wants your vote. Hey Donald, get in line. There's a fresh new fascist trying to steal your shine. So let's go make liberal unlawful. Bid all drag shows and freedom's farewell. Say hello to a new kind of awful.
Hey girl,
it's time to drag this country straight to hell. Hey MAGA, welcome to DeSantis.
Could be your future, and it's awfully grim.
Here comes our hero of the culture war, and he's got his eye on 2024. Sorry, dude, take a token, start drinking. Look out for the most boring new right-wing creep, cause he's over that woke forward thinking. So he's come to put the country back to sleep.
And I go, welcome to DeSantis. Oh, oh, oh.
Books and we hate all the gays.
Brace yourself for major small dick energy,
cause it's time for a tyrant like Bonnie D. Hide your wife and children when DeSantis runs, cause our lives are secondary to their goddamn guns. Let's go retrogress to 1953, last call for all your bodily autonomy. Sit back, relax, and listen to him spit and spew his conservative view.
The race be the face, which is all they do.
Hey Ronnie, full of hate. You're the shabby silent of the sunshine.
stay. Nobody likes it cause you're harsh and mean. Even Mickey Mouse is like, well, f*** this queen. But say no, no, no immigration. Put an end to those pesky old human rights. Cause we know that he'll fight for our nation. Till at last it's safe for lovely Christian whites. Finally. Hey MAGA, welcome to DeSantis.
I have fought the good fight.
No, no, no. Oh, mama.
No, no, no.
Okay, bring it on.
Girl, no.
Let me just start with this whole thing about woke. We all know what woke means.
Being woke means never having to say you're sorry.
Woke means never letting anyone say they're sorry.
Woke is racist.
Big woke means equity, diversification, gender, and racial disparities.
This wokeness that's happening at Madison's house and Jefferson's house, where all they do is talk about slavery.
Wokeism is about murdering fun.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser.
Woke madness, now it's drag queens and children and church.
The woke is the new religion of the left.
The new hip woke is to not like the Jews.
What does it mean to be woke?
I don't know what the definition of woke so much is. I do know that I think most people don't want to be lectured by companies.
Get paint. It's taken 6 weeks to get a sample. It's terrible. We used to get it in 2 weeks.
What do you attribute a lot of this to?
Woke.
Good news, everyone.
Breaking news on the security scare in Washington. A driver now in custody after crashing a U-Haul truck into a barrier just one block from the White House last night. Police say they believe the suspect crashed the truck intentionally. A law enforcement official telling NBC News the driver was also making threats to the White House. Investigators also seized a Nazi flag from the scene.
Good news, everyone.
So Fox News is trying to stop the bleeding in the wake of its $787 million agreement with Dominion Voting Systems, one of the largest defamation settlements of all time. Their latest cost-cutting move is, apparently, axing the network's entire investigative unit. That's according to a report from Rolling Stone. Sort of funny that Fox would fire its investigative journalists, of all people, after settling a lawsuit about how they spread misinformation and lies. I personally don't think that group was really the source of their problems. While the network makes changes behind the scenes, it appears to be business as usual on air and in print in the Murdoch empire. Let's take this front page story in the Murdoch-owned New York Post earlier this month.
Fake news.
You can see it right there. Vets kicked out for migrants. Outrage as upstate hotels tell 20 homeless veterans to leave.
Fake news.
Post cited a nonprofit group, the Yerek Israel Tony Foundation, that said the veterans, quote, including a 24-year-old man in desperate need of help after serving in Afghanistan, were told by the hotels that their temporary housing was getting pulled out from under them.
Fake news.
According to the Post, the hotels are not believed to have migrants yet, but were reportedly on the city's shortlist to take some.
Fake news.
Now, the CEO of that nonprofit did admit that the hotels didn't explicitly say the vets had to move because of the migrants, but it was clear to her that was the case given the timing. But this was far more than enough for Fox News. They really ran with this story, featuring it on no less than 15 different shows over the past 10 days.
Fake news.
The network even claimed to have, crucially, substantiated the reporting themselves.
Fake news.
A group of veterans, some suffering from PTSD, may now be victims of New York's migrant busing battle. Fox News confirms 20 homeless vets just got kicked out of several hotels in the suburbs north of Manhattan to make room for those migrants getting bused in from the city.
Remember that phrase, Fox News confirms. Fox News confirms. Republican lawmakers piled on with one, New York State Assemblyman Brian Maher, introducing a bill in response to the story that would ban displacing homeless veterans from shelters. Presidential contender Nikki Haley retweeted the New York Post article, commenting, quote, liberal insanity at work. And Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, not to be left behind, blamed Joe Biden's immigration policies, calling the entire situation shameful. Todd Young of Indiana even brought up the story on the Senate floor.
In New York City, where illegal migrants have displaced homeless veterans in hotels, Mayor Eric Adams said, quote, the president and the White House have failed this city.
Okay. Do you know where I'm going with this? What do you think? Well, the whole thing unraveled. A local paper, God bless them, the Mid-Hudson News, reported the story was a lie, according to the hotel that was accused of forcing the veterans out. The paper and the hotel debunked a purported receipt for the veterans' rooms provided by Assemblyman Marr as a poorly edited fake. The hotel manager said there were no veterans at the hotel, none were kicked out, and no other guests were told to vacate. So you might think, okay, maybe they just invented the whole thing, but no, it gets better. Because the following day, the paper reported that several homeless men, not veterans, had come forward to say they had been recruited for this scam. They were told they were going to meet with an elected official for a discussion on homelessness and were each promised $200 along with food and alcohol. After eating and drinking at a diner, the CEO of the nonprofit told them they were going to a meeting where she would be explaining how they had been kicked out of a hotel to make room for migrants and coached them to, and I quote here, to act like we were the veterans that had been displaced. The CEO admitted to the Mid-Hudson News that she provided the men from the shelter to appear as if they were displaced vets, but denies offering to pay them. According to three of the men who spoke to the Times Union, they never received that money they were promised. Quote, everything was a scam. She didn't have the intention of paying us anything. Assemblyman Marr says he was duped by the nonprofit as well. And now, well, Fox News, having gone pretty all in on this story, has been forced to issue a rare correction. That job falling to unlucky host Laura Ingraham on Friday night.
Before we go, a little update on a story we brought you this week about homeless vets being displaced from hotels so that illegals could move in. Turns out the group behind the claim made it up. We have no clue as to why anyone would do such a thing, but we'll bring you any updates should they come.
Oh, at the end of the show on a Friday night, you just got in there. Yeah, Laura, why would anyone want to make up a story that's too good to check but plays directly into the most deranged bias of your conservative audience? I can't imagine Fox News airing those kinds of lies, but I guess there's a first time for everything.
Fake news.
Nowadays, being a conservative is about one thing, destroying woke products.
Anheuser-Busch.
Conservatives destroying their Keurig coffee machines.
Sorry, Nike.
That's why we created the Patriot Hammer, the only hammer designed specifically to smash items that have a gay spokesperson or whatever. When a product goes woke, this hammer makes it broke. Beer gone woke? Time to get hammered. Children's doll has pronouns?
Your only pronouns are he.
Your favorite player knelt for the anthem? Not as effective, but still pretty cool. AP history gone woke? That f***ing pisses me off. With the Patriot Hammer, you can destroy all the products you've already spent your money on. That'll show them. The woke mob is out of control, but so is this hammer's smashing power. Me strongman, make hammer go bang bang. I might not have custody of my children, but what I do have is free time to smash stuff with this beautiful all-American hammer, made in China. The Patriot Hammer. The perfect gift for a conservative man, woman, or non-binary person. Uh-oh, our hammer just went woke, so we're introducing the Hammer Hammer.
Don't think, just hammer.
Story's getting dusty. Wash out your mouth, your lies are getting rusty. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Something to tell you.
I got something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality you're just another brother. Think you slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. The things you do ain't ever really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito streeter. You got a mouth like a herd of bull weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Your favorite conversation, but peace and love is a famous generation. What's in your head is really started showing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito streeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game.
Thank you all for being here in the great state of Florida, where woke goes to die. We are furthering the agenda of freedom and liberty and prosperity in Florida like we do every day. But as I know some of you know, today there may be some announcements that are a little bit more important than others. And no, excuse me, I'm not answering your questions. That's okay. No, it's not that right now. Shut up. Okay, just shut up. But the first thing I want to talk about, because we are always looking to protect our most precious natural resource, our children, and a book came across my desk recently, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, and frankly, I was appalled at the words I found in this filthy text. Words like gay, queer, homosexual, penis, vagina, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, and also tip and iceberg were also present in this filthy text. Now, this is a book that really shocks the conscience. Okay, no, it does. And our children have access to this book, and I think that is absolutely disgraceful. And the fact that nothing has been done about this up until now, frankly, shocked me, if we're being honest. And I have now, through executive action, banned the dictionary, because I don't think our children, really any children, but especially young children, should be exposed to the garbage that's in this book.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.